staff of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation have taken the lead in paying the revised TV license at a relaunch ceremony at Broadcasting House in Accra. Board members, directors, as well as the general public took turns to pay the fee. The Director General Major Albert Donchebe expressed appreciation to all the institutions and stakeholders that helped to make the collection of the TV license a reality. He was confident that staff will be good ambassadors of the collection to motivate others to do same. Major Donchebe said, with the resumption of the TV license, GBC will be an effective public service broadcaster. Our reporter Cynthia Boateng reports.
The collection of the TV license was put on hold basically because it became more costly to collect the fees. There was therefore the need for GBC to use the legal means to review upward fee from 30 pesos to 3 cedis a month. After going through all the processes and procedures, GBC has been given the mandate to start collecting the revised TV license fee. At a ceremony to relaunch the TV license fee, the Director General of the Corporation, Major Albert Donchebe, said he is relieved that collection of the new TV license fee has become a reality. He expressed appreciation to all those who contributed to the revision.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all those who helped us a review of the broadcasting license fee, particularly Parliament. I'd also want to thank the National Media Commission, which has not flinched, has stood behind us, has been everywhere with us, has been in court with us, and is here with us. We also want to extend our sincere gratitude to the Ministry of Communication. This is a ministry which has proved all the skeptics wrong. When we walked into GBC, we were informed that the politicians were scared of revising the TV license fee because they thought it was a vote loser. But this ministry stood with us and got this license fee revised. I'd also want to mention the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, despite of the fact that many of their members were a bit not too supportive of the licensee, the executive of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association stood with us and battled with us, and we are here today. I'd like to thank all the stakeholders, major, minor, and particularly the staff of GBC. I know many of them were also skeptical at the beginning, but today I hope they have thrown their skepticism away and they will support the venture, the exercise, put their energies into the collection of the TV license fee and ensure that we can get a truly independent public service broadcaster which will discharge a mandate that we shall all be proud of.
The board chair, Richard Asante, explained the mode of payment and cautioned the public to beware of unscrupulous persons who may deceive them.
The process is going to be very simple. There are about three categories of fee payers. We have the commercial people who have to pay the license, and we are dealing with them directly. They would be invoiced, and then they will pay into our designated accounts. So nobody would be coming to them saying that I'm coming here to collect your TV license. They will be invoiced, and they will be shown where to pay into a designated account number. Then there are also the dealers, the shops, the sales outlets would also likewise, be invoiced. Challenge is with the domestic, users. And at this stage, what we do or what we have done is to make it easy for all domestic users to voluntarily pay the TV license. We are appealing to their good conscience as patriotic Ghanaian citizens, law-abiding, voluntarily pay the TV license. We are not going to send any collectors at this stage to your house. So please, keep your dogs where they belong.
The Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon, said the Commission supports the collection of the TV license fee because of the need for GBC to discharge its mandate as a true public service broadcaster.
The National Media Commission is supporting this process not because of any sharing. It is because of the Commission's belief that the only way to secure independence for GBC as a public service broadcaster provided to independent governance as the Constitution has done, and to provide it with independent source of funding as we are seeking to do today. And for the Commission, these are articles of faith from which we would not depart. My take is that keep our faith, even in the face of adversity, in the leadership of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association. That from day one, they understood the need to
even as there was anxiety about its effect on the total broadcasting market. I hope that we can collectively move forward together. When it is all done, we can give praise to the Lord that has given us this opportunity to improve Mother Ghana.
Apart from staff of the corporation, a section of the public was also present to pay their fee. An 80-year-old man by name Odamtin demonstrated his commitment by showing receipt and was the first among members of the public to pay. They were presented with a GBC digital receiver for their act of patriotism. The public can now pay their TV license fee at approved locations where the TV license logo has been displayed. The corporation also launched an official website, www.tvlicense.com.gh, for any information regarding the collection of the TV license fee.
Cynthia Boateng's report.
Some members of staff shared their thoughts.
It has come out that we have to pay. And it's something that we've been doing. So once the thing has come again, automatically we have to pay.
It's something good because in the developed countries, it goes on like that. So I think it's better. And I'll urge the others to also emulate it.
I'm going to pay and I'll urge all other people to pay. And especially GBC workers must take it upon themselves to be the first people to pay, to serve as an example for others to be able to follow. Because there's a lot of misconception out there that it's meant for people who watch GTV. But even those of us who work at GTV do not spend all our time watching GTV. We spend some amount of time monitoring other TV stations to find out what's happening there. And we must begin this process by trying to educate people that it is not a fee for watching GTV, but a fee for owning a TV set in your home or in your office or wherever. I'm here to pay 36 Ghana cedis.
The day has arrived. There is nothing we can do about it. So we just have to be happy because we know this TV license is going to boost the image of GBC in one way or the other. GBC, sir, we have to set the precedent for others outside to pay.
Those were staff of GBC optimistic about the collection of the revised TV license fee. We now go over to our regional correspondents to give us a feel as to how the collection is going on in their regions. We first go to the northern region where Mutala Issa is standing by. Mutala, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brian.
Right. Has the collection started at your end?
Well, collection of TV license has started in earnest. I must say, so far, four people have come in to voluntarily register to start their registration process. One, Mustafa Mohammed, came here. He's about 50 years old, and he says he feels obliged as a Ghanaian to register and pay the TV license. He also indicated that as a Muslim, he is enjoined by his religion to obey the laws of his country, and the TV license being the law, he is obliged to therefore respect this law. I've also been speaking with the regional director of the GBC, Abubakar Al-Hassan, and he says that everything is in place to ensure that we collect TV licenses. He said from today onwards, there will be collection points at various locations within the entire northern region to enable people to register and pay for the TV license. And speaking with people on the streets of Tamale, there seems to be a high level of awareness about the commencement of the payment.
Right, but once again, generally talking to the public, do you get that feel, that signal, that they are indeed willing to pay the TV license?
Well, most of the people I've spoken with are those who came here to do their registration, and they seem so passionate about it. One of them told me that he did not hear that they had started the collection today, but the husband, who is quite far away from Tamale, called her this morning and told her he heard on radio yesterday that the courts have asked GBC to go ahead and collect. So the husband directed her to come to GBC and register. That is why she came around. Yesterday in the taxi, I engaged some co-passengers in the taxi, and they told me they are aware that they are going to start the payment of TV license. But as to whether they are coming here to pay or not is another matter. So we cannot for now tell whether or not people are willing to come out to pay. But with the signal we've seen now, it looks like Ghanaians, especially those in the northern region, are coming in voluntarily to do that.
Right. Well, we want to thank you very much for that, Mutala. We definitely will come back to you later for more updates. Patricia Obin from Temahas joined us on the line. Patricia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Right, I'm sorry, I've just been told I've mispronounced your name, Patricia Obini. Now, has a collection started at your end?
Yes, it has started. In Tema, you know, residents are trooping in to pay their CV license at Obonu FM. Most of them who came in to pay came in with their old TV license card for easy assessment of details of their sets and addresses. And most of them seem to be pensioners as well. But some residents also came in to pay but couldn't pay because they couldn't give the details of their serial number on their television set. Mm. And they were advised that it is in their own interest to get their serial numbers. And some also came in and had no national ID card, so they were asked to go and come back. Staff of the corporation are also paying the TV license to encourage the residents to do so. And earlier I spoke to the field officer, Tanko Foizo Tobi, who told me that residents are not hesitating to pay. So from Tema, I can say that the exercise is picking up, and I'm very sure that by close of day, we'll be on course.
Right. We want to thank you very much, Pat, for that update.
And we go over to Stevenson Agri from the Western Region. Hello, Stevenson.
Hello.
So, can you tell us the response to the message to pay TV license fees?
Well, thank you very much. In the Western Region, the TV license collection fee started around 6 o'clock, where the director of the Twin City Radio here went there to prepare an office at the Second D Revenue Office. So the staff also went there to pay for their TV license fee. We have all settled our payment as at now. And before 10 o'clock, about 19 people have paid for it. And as I'm talking to you now, other members from the community, that is Second D, also came in to join a queue to pay for their fee. And then there was an old man, Samuel A. Andrews, who is 79 years, came with an old TV license card just to settle all the bills, but we were able to educate him about how the TV license is going to be collected. Now, the director has set a collection point in the Second D where the revenue office will be used for now, and then Takoradi too, we have an office there, and then the office here, as the staff here, we have an office here that will be used to collect the TV license fee too. So as at now, people are coming in to also pay for their TV license.
Stevenson Agri from the Western Region, thank you for talking to us.
And our next is John Samata from the Bunahapu region. John, can you hear me?
Yeah,
so are people trooping in to pay the TV license?
Well, not yet, because as of this morning, there were no bookers in the house. But I've been reliably informed that they have arrived in the region, and so maybe from tomorrow, it will become available. Basically, the initial plan is that the GBC has three major installations in the region, Kintampo, Atibubu, and then Sunyani. And so these centers will have booklets available for people to pay their TV license fees. And then in the coming days and in the coming weeks, you know, more centers will be identified in the districts to make it easier for people to pay. But due to the court action, there was clamor about the TV license was muted a bit, you know. So I'm expecting that from today, now that the gates have been opened by the courts, we'll see some more action on the collection of the license here in the region.
Right. We definitely would get back to you later for more updates about the collection of the TV license. Thank you very much, John.
And we go over to Well, that's it. We shall be talking to the rest of our correspondents later in later bulletins.
GBC Radio Upper West is set for the collection of the TV license as a greater number of the public have finally accepted to make the payment. The regional director, Madame Judith Bagiro, told Radio Ghana, the popular acceptance was achieved through extensive public education throughout the region. She urged television owners in the region to back the acceptance with action by making the payments on time.
We have about 10, 11 listeners in the Upper West region. We have been to all these places. We have been carrying out education, and the response has been very massive. I believe that finally when we take off, it's going to be accepted and it's going to be wonderful. We rake in the needed revenue. For now, we want to start with GBC WAS station as the headquarters for collection of TV licenses. So what we are appealing is that people should come to GBC headquarters here. When we start very well, we'll take the trouble to the various districts. We need high level of accountability where people will give what they collect directly to GBC without any let or hindrance. So we are very careful in whatever we do.
And we go over to Dangma Felix Lambert. He's our Upper East Regional Correspondent to tell us the situation in the Upper East. Hello, Dangma Felix Lambert.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So has collection started at your end?
Yeah, well, collection have not started, but when I spoke to the revenue officer today, he told me that quite a number of people trooped to the office to substantiate to whether they are to start payment today. And when he told them that, yes, they can start payment, most of them told him that they are going to come back. And as of now, what he's expressing is that people only come in to just find out whether they can make the payment at GBC and go back, and they don't come back again. And so we are hoping at least by the close of the day, we should have some money in our coffers with regards to the payment of the license.
Yes, indeed. And Dangma, I take it that when they come, they need information about the necessary documentation.
Exactly. That is what they all come to verify and then to cross-check from the authorities.
And will you be giving them more education about the collection of the TV license?
Yeah, well, Euro Radio has been up and doing so far as the collection of the TV license is concerned. Even this morning on our morning show, we discussed that issue thoroughly, and we are bent on making sure that everybody gets information about the TV license. And our doors are open. We actually, the staffs are geared up to also educate members on one-on-one basis in addition to what we are doing on our network.
Dangma Felix Lambert, our Upper East Regional Correspondent, thank you.
And next is our Eastern Regional Correspondent, Kwamena Onuma. Kwamena, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Right. So what is the response with regards to the collection of the TV license?
Yeah, as of now, we haven't got any single person coming here to pay. But this morning, there was an educational program which was hosted by the presenter on duty, Owahine Achampo, who was one of those trained at the workshop in Accra, and other personnel also who were part of it, like the administrator known as Anthony Solomon and the accountant Emmanuel, who was there to serve as a resource person for the discussion, and they were able to deliver and even answer all questions to the listening audience. But during that time also, we received the books that should be issued as received to the owners of television sets, as well as the dealers and those who operate on the commercial entity under the TV usage. And that one also has been received and then entered it as expected. And as soon as they finished with the education, they went around to see those persons who operate on the commercial entity, like the hoteliers and the dealers, so that they will dialogue with them and then let the education sink down to enable them to patronize it. So now we are on course. Unfortunately, no single person has come here to make any payment, but almost all of us are serving as a medium of education to enable them to understand and then come here to patronize.
Right, that will be all for now, Kwamena. We will definitely get back to you in the course of the day.
Yes, and we now bring you the story on the collection of TV license in the Upper West region. The regional director, Madame Judith Bagiru, told Radio Ghana the popular acceptance was achieved through extensive public education throughout the region. She urged television owners in the region to back the acceptance with action by making the payments on time.
We have educated people. We went to KJTR, we gave talk functions. When we are invited, I go to give talks, opening the eyes of people, quoting the law LI 2216. making people know that it's a civic responsibility, and it is to show that you possess a TV. It isn't that you are paying for the programs you are watching. And people welcomed the payment of TV licenses. We would deliver better. When it comes to football, you can see how people are gathered watching TV, which is a responsibility of GBC.